Hunter. Mark, good morning to you.
Morning, Brendan.
What were your thoughts on the All-Star Mile acceptances? A bit of a common theme throughout the morning, but nice to get everyone's opinion.
I'm glad they've got some wildcards coming into the field, Brendan. It looks like they'll be... Otherwise, there would have been some fairly lengthy margins between quite a few runners, I would imagine.
Was a little discussion that we did have, but there are some top-liners in there as well, though.
Yeah, there's some very good horses. There's probably a couple of thousand-to-one chances and a few that have got no hope as well, but there will be. It'll end up a good field when they get those the invitations in, I'm sure.
Might be a good battle for that last $90,000 running 10th, you would think.
I didn't realise. So you don't get any money for back to 14th?
I don't think so.
Oh, well, a couple are in real trouble. Real trouble.
More pressing issues. We'll have a look at Warrnambool today. Rail goes out 6, on paces maybe to the 4 here, small fields.
Oh, look, I would think the opposite. I think as the day goes on, I think you'll find they'll be getting off the fence here at the Bull. And, if you can find that horse that'll park sort of 5th, 6th, 7th and come down the centre, I think you'll be on the right horse there.
We get it underway with a maiden over the 1,100 metres. 5 is the scratching. Day on the Drinks come up a short favourite here for Declan Bates at $1.50. We Write $6.50. Tessa Tin at $7.50. Samita $8.50. Star Moolah at $9. A shorty in the opener.
Yeah, I think, look, it's my top pick. I couldn't possibly entertain taking the price Day on the Drink. It's had a couple of runs back from a spell. Run down by Laban Tai Tai last time, which is winning form for a race like this. It should spear out from gate one. It'll lead them for a long, long way. As I say, I couldn't take the $1.50, but it probably hangs on and wins. To beat number 6, Star Moolah. Finished the race off quite well last time, this horse. I think tucked in behind, having last crack, will run well. Number 7, Test the Tin. Hasn't yet delivered on race day. It's trialled up okay for this race. And 4, Jane Lee, at massive odds, is certainly not the worst. Didn't have much room up the straight there on debut. I'll go 1, 6, 7, and 4.
1, 6, 7, 4 in the opener. A maiden over the 1,300 is race number 2. 7 comes out. Backfill for Linda Meach and Danny O'Brien, 290. Gypsy Biker, 420. Freestyler, 440, 480. Luca Brazzi, and then out to Pooney at $7.
Yeah, really even race. Probably the top he has to improve. Nothing else in the race would shock. I'll go number 5, Luca Brazzi, who I think would trial well going into that first run. They just did too much work on it there on debut. And last time, covered ground and fought on really well. I think on paper here, it looks the only leader. I hope the inside's okay by now. If that's the case, Luca Brazzi will take running down. To beat number 2, Backfill. Gee, I thought Backfill was pretty plain last time. In its favour, the blinkers go on here. You know Linda Meach will put it in the right spot around Warrnambool. So it's certainly the danger. Number 6, Pooney. Had a real mixture of form, Pooney, when Darren Weir trained it. It's with Kerrin now. It's run 2 starts ago, would probably win this. The blinkers go on here. And 4, Gypsy Biker, who really had to be shaken up to trial well, but there were some handy performed horses around it, so it's another one in the race with a chance. Not much between them. 5 to dictate, 5, 2, 6, and 4.
5, 2, 6, 4 from Mark Hunter in race 2 at Warrnambool. Race number 3 is a maiden over the 1,300. 4, 5, 8, and 9 come out of the third event. Cowley's Creek tops the market here at 280. That's our girl 310, Redemption Street, at $3.60.
Yeah, 2 possibles, 2 and 7. I think number 2, Cowley's Creek, just on top. It was beaten by a useful horse down there at Camperdown and then went to Benalla. Didn't have much luck. Had to zigzag up the straight. Never got a real clear passage and wasn't beaten far. To beat number 7, that's our girl. This horse resumed behind Tommy's Gift at Warrnambool, had no luck at all. Again, with Linda riding on the home track, you know it's going to be in the right spot. They'll savage the judge. Take your pick after that. Maybe number 6, Tavalier Miss Next Best, and 10, Redemption Street, who was comfortably beaten in a jump out. I'll go 2 from 7, then 6 and 10.
2, 7, 6, 10 in the third race. Number 4 on the program is a maiden over the 1,700 metres. There are no changes here. And Aurum Dromos tops the market at 2.70. Will John 4.60. Chaska at $6.50. Lady Jackyo at $8.50. Big Day out to $9.50. Nextra's Boy, best of the rest at 15.
Well, hopefully this is the first leg of a winning parlay for the day here. Race 4, number 1, Aurum Dromos, who was ridden for speed on debut and weekend, ridden quieter the other day and really got to the line well over 1,400 metres. The stable had a great day at the most recent Warrnambool meeting, and I think that can continue here. At the 1,700, shouldn't hold any fears to beat number 10, Will John. Both runs have been just fair, but gets onto dry ground for the first time. Number 9, Chaska. Pretty plain on debut, but maybe fitter for that run. And then number 8, Amon, who was well beaten in a weaker race last time, gets the blinkers on for the first time. Pretty confident one wins here, 1, 10, 9, and 8.
1, 10, 9, 8 through the fourth event. Onto the fifth, the benchmark 58 over the 2,388 metres. Scratching here is number 8. Topping the market is Golden Flag at $2.90. Star Tierra looking to break a run of placings at $3.70. Inner Stride, $3.70. Deja Doom, 7 out to Manhattan Gangster at 9.
Yeah, again, I like the toppy here, number 1, Golden Flag. It's just, he does a great job with these horses, Patrick Ryan. Gets them going strongly. The distance is no worries. It does get a 3-kilo apprentice, but I think with even luck here, it can just park midfield or a touch worse, add in that best part of the track, just gradually improve. It'll be very strong at the trip, and I think it can win again over the same horse here, number 5, Inner Stride. Inner Stride's certainly the danger. It's got the advantage of Yendall, the stable's flying, and the horse is racing consistently. Number 2, Star Tierra, is going well, just not sure it can beat the other two. And fourth pick, maybe number 10, Nullarbor. Should have a lot better record than what it's got on paper, Nullarbor. It was okay first up, making late ground. It's got a rough place hope. Like 1 to win, 5 the danger, 1, 5, 2 and 10.
1, 5, 2, 10 in the first leg of the quaddy. Race number 6 is a benchmark 70 over the 1,700 metres. Scratchings here are 7 and 8. Topping the market with tab fixed odds is Von Mystic for Linda Beach and Aaron Purcell at 2.60. Weak at Manhattan. We Take Manhattan, I beg your pardon, $3.80. Think Babe at $4, trenching out to $5.50.
Yeah, I think this will win. This might be one that needs a really good ride from gate one, Von Mystic, especially if the inside is gone by now. But look, the horse is flying. It just races so well here on its home track. It's at the 1,700 metres. That's no worries. And you've got Al Meech on board, a massive plus. Just will have to get off the fence at the right time. All being equal, I think it wins. I think the danger is number 5, We Take Manhattan. Fitter for a few runs back, beaten by a very smart horse last time. Down to number 10, Trenchant. Big win last time. It's got 53.5, which will help it. My query here is a strong 1,700 metres. And at massive, massive odds here, number 2, I'll Have a Half, who's probably heading for the Grand Annual again. But Patrick Ryan, he can do these things. They run well fresh. It's got a little claim for Lucy Doot. Quite a few others won't run the 1,700 metres. This will just keep grinding away. I think 1 wins with equal luck from 5, then 10 and 2.
He is capable. He's one of my favourites, I'll Have a Half. He's done it before in the flat down there at the Bull.
My word, he has. Usually over probably a bit further, but you've got...
He nearly pinched one at a massive price over the Carnival about 2 or 3 years ago.
Well, I reckon he did, didn't he? Didn't even that...
Yeah. He won that... one, and I think the year before he got beat narrowly, which broke my heart.
Well, I reckon he got beaten by Gloria Cinder winning,
yep.
Maybe, and
yep.
Grand Dreamer ran third.
Yep.
If my memory serves correctly.
The seventh event on the program, a benchmark 64 over the 1,100 metres. Scratching here is number 8, Strategic Force, a short price favourite here for Yendall and Simon Wild at $1.80. Le Bon Tai Tai at $4.20, then Neve Chenor at 10.
I'm glad you pronounced it. I'll go with number 6, Neve Chenor, who, look, I think this could be an upset race, this one. Neve Chenor ran first up at the Valley. It was just given one of those rides where you've just got absolutely no hope of winning at the Valley. Back, hooking out wide on a leader's night, a leader's race, and it probably ran where it was entitled to out the back, but it held its ground quite well to the line. I think fitter for that run, a suitable race. The draw towards the inside does worry me, but it's going to be my value runner for the day to beat number 2, Banachek. First up here for Patrick Payne, dry ground, best form would be competitive. Number 4, Strategic Force. Beat absolutely nothing on debut. Did look to win well, but gee, you've got short odds here you're being asked to take. And down to number 10, Le Bon Tai Tai. If it had drawn wide, would have nearly been top pick. I just think it might need a hell of a lot to go right for you from gate one. 6 at the odds here, 6, 2, 4 and 10.
6, 2, 4, 10 in the seventh. Last is a benchmark 64 over the 1,300. 3, 4 and 9 come out of the last. Mirette is the favourite here at $1.70. Campo, $6.50. And then Miniyinga at $7.50 out to Zoo York at $8.50.
Yeah, look, Mirette should win and win comfortably. It was a fantastic run-in. Terrific company there 2 starts ago. And then just set an impossible task there over Cup Week and dropped out. It resumes here. Haven't seen a trial this time in, has drawn down near the inside, so maybe a couple of things against it, but it's just got a lap on the opposition. To beat number 11, Layla Star, it's the one going to be in the perfect spot. It's got the good barrier, the perfect rider, just to sit in the best part of the track and be chiming in down the middle. Number 7, Oki, it's got a strong place chance, so just worried about the front bar plates on. and then number 8, Campo. Probably ridden a bit aggressively last time. Better suited here at 1,300 metres. It's another strong place chance. 10 should win and win comfortably. 10, 11, 7 and 8.
10, 11, 7, 8, Mark, a best, a value, a quarter in the play of the day?
Yeah, the best, race 6, number 1, Von Mystic. The value, race 7, number 6, Neve Chinor. The quaddie will cost you $30 for a dollar. We'll go first leg, 1, 2, 5. Second leg, 1 and 5. Third leg, 2, 4, 5, 6 and 10. And we'll come home with number 10, one out. Play of the day, parlay 2, 3, 4 for a win will cost you $11 for a $1 unit. Race 4, number 1, Aurum Dromos. Race 5, number 1, Golden Flag. Race 6, number 1, Von Mystic. And race 8, number 10, Moret.
Thank you very much, Mark. Good luck at the bull today.
Thank you.